Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Good day. I'm Randy Batson. I'm a graduate of the Department of History and Philosophy of the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus. On this day, July 30th, 1822, the Barbados Mercury and Bridgetown Gazette newspaper published a number of notices related to the impending sale of some plantations across the island. According to the paper, one of those estates was River Plantation in St. Andrew, a sugar-producing property which was owned by one Samuel Whitebead. It was slated to go on sale August 8th of that year for no less than its appraised value, together with the enslaved people living on it, as well as, quote, quick and dead stock, plantation utensils and implements on and belonging thereto, unquote. The estate was being sold under order by the Court of Chancery, and a part of the published notice of the impending sale encouraged all creditors with interests in the estate to notify the Master of Chancery, or the head of the court, by the coming September 1st, so that he could prioritize the settlement of any claims he may have on the proceeds of the sale. Courts of Chancery, by the way, were judicial entities within the British judicial system and by extension in its colonies. They were set up as far back as the 1400s to provide remedies not available from courts of common law and to hear cases covering property disputes, trusts, estates, and things of that nature. They were described as courts of equity because they could make decisions based on principles of fairness rather than strictly on law, and impose remedies other than just monetary ones, including injunctions, issue writs, and so on. Thus, they were utilized to settle claims creditors may have on debt-burdened estates. A similar notice was published in the same edition of the newspaper with respect to Quentin Plantation in St. John. The sale of that property, owned by one Edward Clark, included the same as the River Estate, but also included cattle and an additional property, a lumber yard located at Palmetto Street in Bridgetown. Other properties whose upcoming sales were being advertised in the newspaper published this day, July 30th, 1822, were the 295¾-acre Sandilane Estate in St. James, along with its 106 enslaved persons, Frere Hall Plantation, comprising 74 acres of land and 36 resident enslaved persons, and Thorpe's Plantation, also in St. James, with 127 acres of land and one enslaved person.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcon Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.